Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello to all of our listeners. This is Q, and I'm welcoming you to a brief announcement show for Life and Love Under New Management. Thank you all for tuning in tonight. I want to do something just a little bit different, and that since I am now driving contests, I think that it's important that my listeners have complete details and hear a message from our sponsors for our shows. And this show is sponsored by Robinson Tennis and Golf Academy and Bellagio Liquor, both of Detroit, Michigan. So thank you to our patrons and thank you to our listeners for tuning in. So last week, we talked about being powerful, P being the passion for our goals and dreams, O being optimistic, seeing the glasses half full as opposed to half empty, W for having the will, the dedication, the persistence, the drive to get to where it is that you want to be and that God has approved you to head toward. E, for encouragement, having will to succeed, you will have the encouragement by seeking it and not necessarily waiting on it to fall into your lap. It's something that you take the initiative to go and take a peek at. The R we discussed was talking about a realistic approach to living. And I myself have been guilty of many, many times is not looking at life and situations for what they are, but creating this false image or dealing with things the way that I wish that they were. Shockingly, dealing with it without the rose-colored context still wasn't a bad deal. So we have to slow down enough to really pay attention to what's going on around us, because moments, we can't get them back. And at the end of the day, when you count your blessings and you can look around and know that you're better off than most, it's time to take your eyes off of self again and just say, thank you, Lord. So never too busy for that. So I'm going to take a small break right here and share with you the message of love from my favorite group, and that is Maze, featuring Frankie Beverly. And that's Love is the Key. I'll be right back. Thanks.
Oh,
All right, thank you, and welcome back to Life and Love Under New Management. It's Q Speaks, and when we left off, I was recapping on Episode 3, Powerful. And to give you a brief synopsis of what's to come in Episode 4, Amidst the Whirlwinds, Amidst the Sunshine, it is just common knowledge that we're always going to go through something. Fact, we will come through it. How we come through it is always in question. It's how we're equipped, it's how we choose to handle our situations, how we handle loss. I mean, do we mourn temporarily and take our eyes off of our goals and neglect our responsibilities because those that have passed are gone on and here we are left playing catch up because we were completely devastated? Is it wrong if you maintain balance amidst a broken heart? I believe that things are always going to happen, but there should be a pretty decent amount of time allowed for a bounce back, and it should not exceed 1 week, depending on the connection. I know I sound kind of cold saying that, but all I'm saying is that when we lose someone, they're gone, and we still have to keep living. Our responsibilities don't change. DTE doesn't care about who we lost, and we don't get those extensions. Bills have to be paid. The world goes on. So how are you prepared, and how have you set things up to leave your loved ones prepared and kind of well off if you were to leave today? What would people say about you? What kind of person would they say that you were? It really hit me. I had a recent loss, and the one universal reflection from everyone was, what a good guy. I mean, if someone could just say that about you and mean it wholeheartedly and know that it wasn't about money, it was about what you gave of yourself so freely and was frustrated when you felt you couldn't give enough. That's a person who has really lived a rich life. Rich, not wealthy, but rich in goodness and in love. So rest in peace to Marvin Monroe. And to anyone else that has lost a loved one recently or not so recently, this is a moment to just say we'll see you soon, hopefully. Not soon, but eventually. All right, so Episode 4 is, again, Amidst the Whirlwind and Amidst the Sunshine. When times are good, do we pause enough to say thank you? That's important. Humility. This is something that we all tend to struggle with some way, somehow, but we need to really be humble. I hear that a lot lately. I hear it very often. A friend of mine made it perfectly clear that, you know, it's being humble will get you there. And, you know, if you change, it changes too, the situation that is. That life that you're living, it doesn't have to be as pretty as it was when it began. Being driven is very important, and you'll always find that message reiterated in every episode. So with that in mind, I have started a driving contest, and I want to know what drives you to succeed. I mean, for me, it's my son, and it's just the fact that God promised it to me. I know that it's out there, and I need to go get it. I just don't expect it to appear, but those are my drivers. So I would like to know what it is that drives you, what makes you want to succeed and become better daily. Here at Life and Love Under New Management, with me, Q Speaks, anywhere that I go, whether it's here with Universal Deep Productions or not, it is about what you put out is what you get back. And every day we should try to do something for the better and take a good positive step forward. Recently, I have said that I've committed to laughter. I have committed to, no matter what my day was like, if I need to find me a comedy station on Pandora and do what I need to do with a glass of champagne or not and laugh, I want my stomach to hurt. I want to smile so hard that my cheeks are sore every day. I want at least 5 minutes. That's not a long time. I just want 5 minutes of happiness, just sheer laughter, and I'm going to work at getting it. We easily hold on to the things that happened to us that didn't feel so good and that we felt were offensive or unfair, unjust, and easily overlooked. the greatness in it. We say it's simple, that, oh, well, we made it through another day. That is not the simplest blessing. That's the greatest one. So if we made it through and, you know, are getting ready and getting prepared to face tomorrow, that alone should be enough. So I need to hear that. So I'm sharing that with you. And thank goodness the show is archived. I can play it again and hear it when I need to hear it. Hint, hint. Meaning that we can't hear a good word often enough. And tonight I'm going to be highlighting one of our sponsors who I have deemed a community star, meaning they are in the heart of the community as a business. They're being patronized by us, and they are giving back in some sort of way, not just a smile or a little discount here and there, but taking some time to look out for the people close by that patronize them on a daily and keep them in business. And that will be Bellagio. So I'll talk a little bit more about them when we come back and how what you're doing can be highlighted on the Community Stars page via universaldeed.com or the e-newsletter. I am QSpeaks at WordPress.com, the blog, or right here on Life and Love Under New Management at Blog Talk Radio. So take a second and think about what you can do for someone else and make them happy. I mean, encouragement is no good if it's the best of the crop of prosperity and you're not sharing it with anyone. You receive an abundance and then it's called overflow and fruit that fall on. So look around and make someone else smile and know that we could not have made it without him. I'll be right back after this.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me. I can say never would have made it, never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you were the one I held on to, and I never,
never would have made it.
Oh, I never could have made it. How you are. Somebody just need to testify to somebody next to them. Tell them, I'm strong. I'm wise. I'm better. Much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser. I'm better. So much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them, never could have made it.
Never could have made it without
you. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never could have made
it.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong. I'm wise. I am better. So much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
Never
could have made it without you. Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say with me.
Never would have made it.
Oh, oh, oh.
Never could have made it.
All right, guys, thank you so much for that. That was Never Could Have Made It, because no, we could not have without him. And if we would just slow down enough and reprioritize and figure out that we're trying to make the wrong ones happy and just do what we're supposed to do daily, and that's just be good to one another and be faithful and thankful to him, we will be better off. So this summer is starting off with being a little bit of a scorcher and super busy for me. I was looking forward to the last day of school, and I tell you, my son has more activities than the law allow, but I do think all of them for being in existence, because it's better than sitting in front of a video game all day and all night. His day starts off with tennis. We thought we'd do something a little bit different. And the amazing thing about the tennis camp, and they happen to also be our sponsor for the evening, and that's Robinson Tennis and Golf Academy, is that enrollment is still open for a brief time, but they give your children skills that they need. They work not only with their attitude, their discipline, and effort toward the sport. They make it perfectly clear. Now, let me tell you, if your child isn't into it, they can't help you. And that's not like that, but that is important, that your child has a mindset and is hungry to learn something different. And it doesn't have to be a lifelong passion, but they do believe in parents working with their children to make them serious about becoming better. That right there, I tell you, is a plus in itself. So he's in tennis during the day while I am off at work doing fun things. And it's like a second family. So I take him. I don't know where you guys are calling in from. I know I am reaching so many of you, but this particular camp I am talking about is in Detroit, Michigan. So if you are in Detroit or some metro Detroit area, do look up Robinson Tennis and Golf Academy. They're having summer camp right now over on Pinehurst Street. So it began June 27th. The last day is August 22nd, 2011. It's from Monday through Thursday, and it's from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. I mean, it's amazing. Hours worth of training for your kid, interaction, and, you know, getting them prepared for qualifiers and tennis matches. It's just, it's so more than cute that it's not funny. So if you need transportation, which I needed for the 3 p.m. drop-off, arrangements were able to be made because I would still be at work. So if you need any information regarding this program, I want you guys to give Lisa Thomas a call over at area code 248-818-1686, okay? That's Lisa Thomas, area code 248-818-1686. And that, again, is Robinson Tennis Golf Academy. So I'm going to go ahead and get my weekend started. I'm going to do what I do. You guys know I love it. I love fun, children, and champagne, you name it. And I'm going to go over and holler at my people at Bellagio Liquor over on Mac and Connor, because that's where they keep all of my cold bubbly, my rosé, and they are having specials. If you guys have really big checks that need to be cash, it doesn't matter how large it is, you can feel safe going there with a little bit of security. And first time check cashers, you get it for free money orders, you name it, and even a Moet special only for now this weekend. So don't go over there looking after the holiday asking for a discount on your Moet. You can get that Black Label 3 for $90. The Moet is always chilled, and White Nectar is 2 for $90. Fellas, if you drink beer, all the premium 40-ounce beers are $177++. It's right across from the McDonald's right there on Mac and Connor. So you guys, thank you for listening tonight, and have a blessed, safe, empowered, and prosperous weekend. Mwah from Q Speaks. See you July 8th, episode 4. Good night.